May the peace and joy of our sweet Jesus be with us, and may we stand before him with a clean conscience and bring joy to his heart. Amen. Well, heart dwellers, you are obviously storing up your treasures in heaven. Oh my goodness, how joyful it will be for you on that day. I got a report back from Eric that I'd like to share with you, and he's the man who's taking care of extremely poor disabled in Nicaragua. We had gotten together for family number 4, and he listed the needs of certain families. Nelson Artica, I think he's 12 years old and has microcephaly and a cerebral lesion from birth with convulsions from fevers. Nelson cannot speak and is very small of stature, and he cannot walk. His mother, Emilia, is 55 years old, and his father is 53 years old, and a guard at a school in Tepachi, Jalapa, making $25, I assume $25 a week, because of a fracture to his right foot. And their history is that this is a home of extreme poverty. 3 brothers, 16, 14, and Nelson, 12. And Nelson needs vitamins and medicine and calcium and extra milk. He also needed a table and chairs and 3 beds and a latrine and a roof because their roof was falling apart. So all these needs, because of you, heart dwellers, were met for this very, very poor family. What a beautiful thing. You can imagine using the bathroom out in the bushes all the time, how unsanitary that is. So it's wonderful for them to have a latrine, and their roof was rotted and starting to cave in different places and leaking, and replacing their roof was huge. So thank you so much, heart dwellers, for going out to these families in Nicaragua. And Eric sent us a thank you note. He said, "Dear heart dwellers, God bless you for helping us, and what a sweet blessing you gave. It's been raining blessings here since you communicated our work. It came at the right time as we discovered the 45 new families we started to feed, that they lived in extreme conditions. In these few days, we were able to serve 4 families in dire need, and every need was met, including providing medicine, clothing, kitchen utensils, school supplies, 8 beds, 3 latrines, 2 sets of tables and chairs, and replacing 3 very bad roofs, putting cement on an adobe house, giving it many years of life." And this is the house with the 6 orphans whose mother died of a twisted gut. They finished their kitchen for them and brought a lot of hope to these families. And Eric said, "God bless you for being part of this miracle. It certainly overwhelmed them with blessings." So, dear heart dwellers, rest assured that we have cared for the littlest ones on the planet Earth, and hearts have been touched. And I want to share with you just a quick aside, and then I'll get into the Lord's message. When we lived in Colombia and were on a mission trip, we lived in a little finca out in the jungle and walked to town every day. It's like a little farmhouse. The rooms are extremely dark inside, so you have to turn a light on to see anything. Well, Eric discovered a man in Indonesia who had an invention where you take a 2-liter Coke bottle, fill it with water and a few drops of bleach, seal it, and then pierce a hole in the roof and set it there so that it catches the light from the sky and the sun, but it transmits it past that into the house. So part of the bottle is down below the roof level and part's above. It's amazing what it does. How it lights up a room is totally amazing. So we made a donation to invest in a little micro business for some of the young men down there. Which just was the cost of tin snips and silicone sealer and a few pieces of tin so that they could properly seal it once they do it. And Would you please ask them to share Jesus is the light of the world when they put these lights in? So we're excited about that little micro business. It really gives them a chance to get out of their poverty. I mean, at $2.50 a day, that's a terrible thing. $2.50 to $3 a day. They can't support anything, let alone a handicapped or sick child. So much for these exciting endeavors. And we've really blessed the Lord's heart, and He's been blessing us extraordinarily as well. But I would like you to post any new blessings or anointings that have been given to you since you helped with this cause. And I asked the Lord, what have you to share with us? He began, many of you, my dearest brides, have been going through some of the most difficult trials of your lives. This is what I warned you of before you took my hand and began the steep climb up the mountain. I knew things were going to get tough because I knew the opposition your president would face from the dark side. And although you can't really see what your offerings are accomplishing, I can assure you, cracks and deep fissures are beginning to form in the elite's network. Some things are coming to light that are so disgusting to those who have supported their agenda that the weak points in their network are beginning to dissolve. You and all who have prayed and fasted can be credited with this widening gap in general awareness of who these people really are and what their agendas really are. It is only beginning, but as the network weakens more and begins to crumble, those responsible for heinous acts will lose their public support, which will be shifted to President Trump as they realize that he is the only man who is willing to risk his life to uncover the filth in Washington. But it has taken a toll on you, my beloved ones, the Lord continues, and I want you to know how much I appreciate your sacrifices. I want you to know that nothing you have suffered was in vain. Some have paid the ultimate price and are no longer on the earth, but with me. Others have been brought to the brink and back again. Yeah, and I just wanted to add something here as an aside. I know of at least one person who's had two NDEs, near-death experiences, and they weren't expected to live through the night, but they're still alive. In fact, she went home, and then she had to come back for another procedure and is on life support again. But then the Lord heals her. It's quite amazing, really. She's just dangling over the edge of eternity in the hands of a merciful God. Needless to say, it was very painful for her to have to come back. But she and others gave their wills to me, and I sent them back. Those who have suffered in this way will be continually used for my purposes, and their glory in heaven will be great. Their family and spouses have suffered torture, watching their lives ebb away and expecting them to be taken, and then given and sent back. Oh, how torturously painful this has been for all concerned. This is one reason why I want to commend you for enduring this for your nation and the world. Yes, some have paid the ultimate sacrifice. For others, life seems to be almost as usual. But events unfold in your environment that are extremely trying and frustrating. That, too, is your sacrifice, and I do not wish for you to go on ignoring that. These delays, oppositions, accidents, unexpected setbacks, all of them are entirely relevant to delivering America and the world from the clutches of evil. Yes, you know the revelation will be fulfilled and in your lifetime, and parts and shadows of it already have been. But I am bringing the light of my kingdom to earth before the final challenge. I am forestalling the inevitable, but it is your suffering that is backing this up. You all have done well. As you grow in faith and love, you will discover yourself on high places with me, saturated in my love, united to me in the sweetest bliss possible on this earth. Yes, with great sacrifice also comes great, great joy. This is to strengthen you, even as I was strengthened by the Father before Calvary. Except for many, many, many of you, the rapture will remove you from the worst of it. So I am commending you, dear brides. I am visiting you with my choicest graces and asking you to carry these extraordinary crosses a bit longer. You will never regret what you have given up for me. Never.